David Moore joins us coming up in 20 minutes with what he's calling the biggest story that he's ever broken. So stay tuned for that in the Ranch Report. Right now it's 9:15.
Such a jerk.
9:15 on the ticket and time for Gordo's Corner.
Thank you, Miller Man. All right, we'll get to your crazy MLK calls here in just a moment.
Give up.
What? It's a beautiful Monday, and people have hot sports opinions about...
Massive give up.
About the four games we had this weekend, which I watched, by the way. Two of the games. Thank you.
That's quite a claim.
Saw my boy Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he's your boy?
Yeah.
How?
How is he your boy?
Because we went to the same college.
He went to Cal.
Yeah.
Wait, I should have asked you, because there's no way you would have known that.
Went to Cal. I know he went to Cal.
Where else did he go?
Huh? To the Packers, man. I'm so glad he did. Backed up for a couple of years, finally had to make the change. What?
He claims Butte Junior College as his college on the, let's meet the starters from the Packers.
Why are you doing Kermit?
That was my Al Michaels impersonation.
I don't know. I mean, he claims that he went to this place. But...
See, did you guys hear SNL? They did a Al and Chris bit.
No, I didn't.
You two should be doing the voices because George's Al Michaels is so much better than the guy on SNL. And
those
Chris
guys were trying to do those?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I saw that skit.
They were doing Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, and they weren't even close to your guys' impersonations.
Man, I tuned in for the first sketch of Saturday Night Live.
The debate?
The debate thing.
That.
And I tried to stay with it and tried to. And finally, after 5 minutes, I just punched out.
The impersonations weren't awful. The writing was.
The guy doing Carson was really good.
He was funny. Jay Farrow.
Is that Jay Farrow? Yeah, he's really good. The rest of them? Not good, buddy. Not good. All right, you want to talk about space aliens?
Yes.
Before we get to your crazy MLK Day calls at 888-787-1310, I want to talk to you about the flickering star known as KIC 8462852. Because ever since KIC 8462-8532...
Omaha.
Was spotted in the Kepler Space Telescope's data set. Astronomers have puzzled over what the heck could be responsible for the star's logic-defying light curve. Over 4 years of observational data, KIC 8462852 flickered erratically, its light output sometimes dropping as much as 20%. Some theorize that it was a swarm of comets that were occluding our view of it. But astronomer Jason Wright says that he thinks the weird distortion might be the result of a giant alien construction project.
They're welding?
They're welding. They're arc
That's
welding.
That's the flickering.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you gotta get... That I-beam is in the wrong place. You gotta move that... Oh, God, he's gonna... Get on, come down from there!
There's no way... The alien contractor sounds like that.
Yes, they do. And I guarantee you they're playing Tejano music up there, too, on the construction site.
They're building a Death Star, you think?
A Death Star.
We got to go to destroy it.
I know. It's easy. Just two proton torpedoes.
Got to find that vulnerable spot.
Yeah.
Throw a couple of proton torpedoes in there and you're good.
Yeah, a couple suppositories in that little hole, the bottom of Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
And it blows. And it gets bloated up. So what do you think about that?
I believe
it. Giant alien construction project.
I 100% believe it.
So that got everybody in the SETI community, as opposed to the YETI community, which is...
Yeah, what do the YETIs think of this?
They haven't asked them yet. We haven't found one to ask yet. Will that be the first thing we ask the YETI about?
The giant
what
alien
do you guys think about the KIC 8462852? And it just drops some scat with a bunch of berries in it.
What is SETI? Search for extraterrestrial
intelligence. Mm-hmm. It's all those radio telescopes.
Yeah.
They search for radio waves and laser beams.
That was brought to light in the movie Contact, starring Matthew McConaughey and Jodie Foster.
Yeah. It was a good movie. Someone switching from glasses. They were changing eyewear from glasses to the makeover of having contacts, right?
No.
I'm not sure that's correct.
That was about SETI.
What we're both dealing with here is a matter of faith.
It's a good movie, by the way.
That is a good movie. You know who wrote that?
Who?
Wrote the book, Carl Sagan.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like him?
Matthew?
No.
Billions and billions of stars.
Yeah, he was a Johnny Carson go-to punchline.
And Carl Sagan maintained that he never said the phrase billions and billions of stars. And that Johnny had reduced him to that. That is a great series. That original Contact series and the Neil deGrasse Tyson remake. Both of them awesome. I loved Carl Sagan. You need to read Demon Haunted World. That's a good one. Or just go up on YouTube and watch The Pale Blue Dot. That is so great. That is such a beautiful essay.
That pale blue dot.
That needs to be... Maybe I'll re-record Pale Blue Dot with Matthew McConaughey's voice. That'd be great. All right, so SETI, they turn their radio telescopes towards this area to find out if it's a giant alien construction project. And you know what they heard? Chair. Oh, now the construction sounds right. Imagine how confused you would be if you're sitting there. You're wearing the headphones. You've been doing it for 17 years and not heard a peep. Then all of a sudden, you hear all of this crap.
You hear the radio playing. You hear
Norm having sex with a dolphin Corby. There's Caitlyn Jenner. There's a Wookiee in space. Oh, someone putting away their lightsaber. R2-D2. And, of course, that's the Jawa there. And that's Jabba.
Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
There's the wrestling fan appreciating the construction job they're doing.
That's not a word.
Boy, I kind of want to live on this planet.
No, this sounds like a lot of fun's going on up there. By the way, still obsessed with construction sites. As a boy, were you obsessed with construction sites anytime they were building in the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
Mildly?
Mm-hmm.
I feared the nail...
You weren't a real boy.
I feared a nail gun accident that I'd be riding my bike by and some guy would fire a nail gun at, I don't know, a 2x4 and it would miss and lodge in my head.
They put it flush down on the board.
Not always.
Oh. So you never wandered around after hours when they weren't.
Oh, yeah. I love doing that.
That's how we built
forts. Yeah.
Yes. Stealing lumber from them.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering just how far you could go, and I don't think they need that plywood right there. That'd be a great floor for the fort.
I always felt like you were getting away with something wandering around after hours construction site.
I love it when they're just framing it, and you walk through it and look at the plumbing roughed in, and you figure out the floor plan, and you have
the
to kind
of... smell of it.
Yep.
Yeah, you have to figure
fresh
it out
lumber.
Before they put walls in.
Mm-hmm.
I've never quite understood how they can frame an entire house in 3 days, and it takes 9 months to do the rest.
Yeah.
They frame those things so quickly.
I've gone to the bathroom before at a construction site. Now, why do we have that drop?
What is going on? You just said it.
No, that's a drop.
What do you mean by that?
Why would we have that in the computer?
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Did they already have toilets in it?
What do you mean?
Did they already have toilets in the construction site?
No.
What did you do?
I told you the story of the time that I used a porta pot at a construction site.
Oh my gosh, it was the Taj Mahal
of porta pots.
What does that mean?
So I was on a long run and I had to go really badly. and I couldn't go anywhere else. And thankfully, God put a porta pot at this construction site right in front of me.
Did the bad go or good go?
I had the bad go.
Oh, no. You felt the big burst?
No, I didn't feel a big burst.
When you're sliding into first?
And so I thought, well, it's my only option. And they had not yet arrived. Maybe one worker was there because the fence was open. So I went inside and I opened up the door to the porta pot expecting hell, and it was heaven. It was beautifully appointed, and it was pristine. It was so clean.
I've never seen one like that.
I know. I hadn't either. And they had several rolls of very soft toilet paper.
It had to be brand new. Did you look down into the moat and see
any? There was nothing there. It was beauty.
It was just sparkling blue waters.
It looked like the ocean.
Like the Blue Lagoon.
Like the Mediterranean. And I wanted to stay in there all day.
Huh.
And I think I could have.
Was it normal size or was it extended?
It was a little bigger than normal size.
Man.
Yeah, you could have fit a love seat in there maybe.
Why would you want to? You ever made love in a porta potty? Don't mark that for Peter King.
No, Gordon, I haven't.
Meet a girl at a festival, and
although George is oddly silent,
I don't answer his stupid questions. Of course, that one no.
Anytime
No is a yes.
No, it's not. Gross.
All right, we'll find out if our P1s have done such. Let's go to Dave in Lake Highlands. You're on Crazy MLK Day Call Monday.
Greetings and salutations, Junior. How y'all doing this morning?
Okay, good.
It's very odd. What the hell just happened?
That may be the greatest call we've ever had.
Sean, do you know what that's from?
I love it, though. No, I don't. It's crazy.
Oh, Jim Knox crazy.
And Tom Grieve got away with that.
I know.
Let's go to Joe in the Colony. You're on with the Musers.
Vaginal slice born?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Scott in Gainesville. You're on with the Musers.
Condolences to you and your father, and I just wanted to know, is it true about the rumor of Garrett and his entire coaching staff coaching the Carolina Panthers the second half yesterday?
Gosh. Thank you for your condolences and for your humor. We do appreciate your humor. John in Dallas, you're on the ticket for Crazy MLK Day Monday.
Musers.
John.
Junior, would you rather live one life that lasts 1,000 years or live 10 lives that last 100 years each?
10.
Boy, that's a good one.
Definitely 10.
Wait, but what do you mean? I'm going through the birth-death cycle 10 times?
10 times. So you got to die 10 times.
And you come back 10 times as 10 different people or animals or aliens.
No, you can't make it animals because that's going to be beaten down if you're a 100-year-old duck.
Okay, let me ask you
this.
Same pond. If I choose the 1,000-year option, am I, like when I'm 600 years old, that's the equivalent of me being 60?
That's debatable. No, I think that's the equivalent of you being 600.
Yeah, I think that you're 600.
Well, then no. Because the last 900 years, I'm going to be 100-year-old, yeah, no.
Like 920.
I would definitely not take that.
Yeah, I think that you're right, Junior. You need to make it your 600th year is like your 60th year.
So I'm growing old slowly.
Correct.
At the same pace if it were 1-to-1.
Correct.
How long has the guy worked at the ticket? I don't know. It seems like he's been there forever.
God, man, he's been doing mornings for like, I want to say 500 years?
So if I took that option, does that mean like I would be at this job for 600 years?
Yes.
Well, then there's no way.
No way.
Well, no, no.
You throw this
no.
job into it, then he's out.
I think you can do whatever you want. But the thing is like you're going to have to work a long time because there's no real retirement.
No.
I guess it would be the same if everything's proportional. You could retire at 650.
Yeah, but you go to your money manager and you say, can I retire? And they say, well, you're going to live 800 more years, so you need to build up a little more. And then, and just to have that hanging over your head that, oh, I got to work another 400 years before I'm able to retire. I don't think I could do that.
Then choose the shut up. Then choose the the 10 lives. Choose the 10 lives.
What if you come back in life too as Norm?
That doesn't make sense. Norm is already Norm.
I'm sorry. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, what would really suck is because you have to have some sort of through line of junior consciousness, correct?
Right.
Because otherwise it's not like anything.
Right.
That's what always bugged me about reincarnation people. Who it's like, what's the point of reincarnation if you don't fully experience it?
Yeah.
I mean, this just sounds like invisible bunnies to me. Well, is there any proof there's invisible bunnies in this room? Yeah, look, they're everywhere. They're invisible. That's their nature.
You know, my theory on reincarnation is that people who believe in it are very unsatisfied with their life, and they want to believe that they've got a few more lives.
Or that they were something big time 100 years ago.
Because they're not now?
I think I may have been the president.
Okay. Well, how does that help you now? Well, it doesn't.
I just think it was.
Yeah, and when you ask people what they used to be, it was always something really,
everybody was notable.
Really important. Yeah.
Yes, everybody did something notable in past lives. Very strange. I think I would choose the 10 lives just for variety.
Yeah.
But of course, when you reach 15 and you're in some spare body.
And you got 90, 85 more years of that.
Right. And you can't do yourself in.
Right.
What do you do then? Like, what if you, at the age of 20 in one of your lives, you get hit by a train and you're on the machine for the rest of your life? For 80 years.
Then you're thinking, I shouldn't have taken that. Well, I guess that could happen if you took the one life, 1,000-year option.
Yeah, there's even a greater risk there.
What if you got hit at age 20 and you realize you've got 980 more years on the machine?
Oh, my gosh.
At
that point, you're praying that machines get better or that the hospital forgets to pay its electricity bill. One of the two. All right, let's go to
We'll
finish with the flourish. Let's go to which one of these? We'll try Craig and Addison. You're on the ticket.
Hello. I hooked up a couple of times on Greenville Avenue during the St. Patrick's Day parade in some porta potties. Two times in one day, actually.
With two of them. All right.
Got that. That's not finishing with a flourish.
No, but that's finishing.
Okay. Thank you. That is The Corner. It's 9:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, David joins us for the Ranch Report, and he says he's breaking his biggest story ever.
Let's end it all.